sounds were the murmuring voices of students in the core study space at Northwestern's main library. When I visited core and recorded that audio on Sunday afternoon, I noticed that while many students were engrossed in their work, others were doing something probably quite familiar to most listeners, procrastinating.
What comes to mind when I say the word procrastination?
I guess putting off work that you have a later time, saving it to like last minute, I guess. So not doing work ahead of time or like staying on top of things.
That description of procrastination was delivered by Christian Belliot, a first-year social policy and economics major. I spoke to Belliot and a few other students for this segment. As someone who tends to procrastinate on work, side note, that includes this radio segment. I'm so glad my editors don't know how close to airtime I finished. I found these conversations informative and helpful, and hope others will too.
Yeah, I kind of think of like two like different like types of procrastination in a way. One of them is like sitting at a desk, like you have an assignment in front of you, and you're checking your phone, or you're doing anything else but type of what's in front of you. And the other type is where you're not sitting at your desk, where you don't even want to look at it right now, where you're going out, you're doing something else. You don't even have the idea of committing to the work.
That was Avery Schwartz, a second-year computer science major. A consensus among the students I talked to seemed to be that, generally, procrastination manifests in either of the two ways outlined by Schwartz. Interestingly, the students I spoke with viewed the second way to procrastinate, doing something completely different from coursework, as opposed to aimlessly whiling away the time, in a more positive light. First-year biology major Lauren Cho expressed this viewpoint.
Sometimes I feel like you just need like a brain break, because if you keep going, then you just kind of burn yourself out, a kind of mini burnout. But so I think that's a positive. Like, you can get a little brain break, or maybe you can have a fun bonding time with your friends. But obviously the negatives are you're pushing off your work and going to make it more difficult for yourself.
The idea that so-called procrastination can be productive is an empowering one. Still, as Tro mentioned, there is a fine line to walk between fulfilling oneself in other areas and just not getting coursework done. Schwartz, for one, goes through a weekly give and take between completing his coursework and doing other things.
This is the group of stuff that has to get done before next time. And certain things will be like, hey, if this doesn't get done at all, then I just can't go at all.
Ultimately, the murmur of voices I recorded at core reflects the constant, necessary give and take between procrastination and getting work done that students must go through.
I'll start.